You are now listening to a Bush Different podcast.
We have this amazing couple sitting with us in studio this morning, and that is Lorraine Govender and Trevor Gideon, and they're from the Hatfield Christian Church. But they're here to share a powerful testimony with us, and I trust that you're going to be absolutely blessed by what they're about to share with you. If you have a comment, you're more than welcome to WhatsApp us on 064-119-6071. A very good morning and welcome to Port FM.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl and Crystal. Pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I know it's... Is it your first time?
Yes.
Very, 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 very first time.
Did you hear that? It was very, 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 very first time. So it's absolutely the first. Well, it may be the first, but we trust God that it will not be the last.
Thank you.
And we know that God is in control. So take a deep breath, relax, unwind. This is us just enjoying God's presence and enjoying what He is and who He means, what He means Amen. To us as well. Well, we're going to start off by just asking you a little something about yourselves before you share your testimony.
I'll let the lady go first.
Lovely.
All right. I was married for about 26 years. I have two sons. In 2020, I lost my husband through to COVID. About 5 days before he passed away, he lost his dad.
Sure.
So, yeah, so that's my journey. You know, for the past two and a half years, it's just been a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And also very fulfilling with the Word of God.
Yeah. Wow. Trevor?
Well, my journey started... I'm formerly from Natal, mm-hmm. Durban. We moved to Peter Marisburg in the 1980s. 1980 to 2001. I was there in, well, Peter Marisburg, Northdale. Moved up in 2001. My wife had offered a job in the government sector. So that's where my journey started in Gauteng. Mm. And just a quick eye level, I lost my wife in 2021 through cancer in September. And it's been a difficult, challenging time, but God has been so good. I think that's why we're here today,
yeah.
To tell you exactly what God has done. I'm very involved in ministry, children's ministry at Hatfield Christian Church, mm-hmm. C4G, Children for God.
Yes.
So I minister to kids. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's a sad thing or a happy thing. I don't have my own kids, though, but we minister to, like, thousands of kids. I've been doing it for, like, 30 years, and it's amazing. And what's so amazing about it is the seed that we planted in those kids. Mm-hmm. We're actually seeing the fruit now. I mean, we get to meet them in the malls, we get to meet them in the shop, we get to meet them on the streets, and they actually got babies, and you know, it's amazing. You can see the Christ that we instilled in them at that point when they were kids, the way they look and the way they speak, and it's amazing.
Wow.
And we simply love the ministry.
That is powerful. So you lost your wife in 2021.
September 2021.
And Lorraine, you lost your husband in 2022.
2020.
So you lost your husband, you lost your wife. So tell me, how did you get together?
It's a very interesting journey.
Yeah, no, I think you should start that.
So, you know, losing a spouse, I mean, everybody knows that it's not easy,
yes.
Losing a loved one.
Yes.
So in September, after, well, we sent my wife off, I just got into this dark place. I just wanted to cover myself and just sleep and not get out of that hole. Then my nephew from Durban visited late October. He visited me and he said, you know what, Trevor, you're looking really, really run down. You need to get out. And I mean, I looked at him quite surprised. I said, I just lost my wife that I've been married for over 27 years.
Wow.
Come on. But he said, you know, he called me Uncle Trevor. He said, Uncle Trevor, trust me, you really run down. You're really looking like out of it. But he said also, I've got a friend that just lost her husband and that works with us. And now, jokingly, I just said, okay, you know what? It'll be quite interesting. And he said, you know what? What's interesting is she's walked this path already for almost a year?
A year. No, it wasn't. About 10 months.
About 10 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can be friends and she can encourage you, because I needed that at that time.
Mm.
Remember, I was left alone. When you lose somebody, you're just left alone.
Course.
People say they're there for you, but they're not there for you.
Humbly
say that.
Yes.
So I said, okay, give me a number. I'll give her a call, and we'll take it up from there. And it was a few days after that. In fact, I forgot about it. I was busy doing some work on my computer, and I said, that number popped up. I said, let me just give this lady a call and see how she's doing, you know. And I did. And that's when it all started.
Yes.
I think Lorraine can carry on from there.
Yeah, so it's just like an amazing journey. We spoke every day since that particular date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shiva's just been an encouragement to me as well. And, you know, we share so much. So we can freely talk about our loved ones. And, and you know, we can talk about our memories and talk about how much we cared about them and laugh about the things that he used to do as well, you know. That's the most amazing thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Lorraine. We talk a lot about our loved ones. All the time, I mean, the memories come up. I always think, you know what, just imagine meeting somebody that hasn't walked this path and sharing that with them.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, there's going to be like a whole lot of jealousy, a whole lot of problems there as well. But when Lorraine and I speak, we speak so freely, and, you know, it's with so much love. And, and it just gets us through the day. And we do this every day, I think.
Every single day. There's not... I don't think there's a day that goes by that we don't talk about them, you know, just to keep their memories alive. And, you know, because, I mean, we spent a lifetime with them, you know, and we shared life with them.
Yeah.
And it's just, we have to make sure that their memory never leaves us.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. And it's not easy, you know. I think because Lorraine and I, we can share so much about our loved ones. It's not easy. It's people might tell you, you know, time heals and things like that, but it's not.
It doesn't.
It's a process, and I think just by us being open and sharing more and more about our loved one, it helps. It helps with those wounds, you know.
Definitely. So I want to ask you. So you've attended the grief sessions at Hatfield Christian Church?
I did.
You did.
Lorraine wasn't ready for it, and I think when she's ready, she will.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe just let me bring Lorraine in. Lorraine's just been up in Pretoria for 3 months.
No, from December full time, I think.
Full time from December,
Oh, that's news to me too.
Okay. She's formerly from Durban.
From Durban. Yeah.
Maybe you should just share that part, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, I live in Durban. My kids are all in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up here... with Trevor, and I stay with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So Trevor's got a takeaway, an Indian takeaway, which I assist him with.
An excellent cook.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, so that's how I'm up here in Pretoria, and I love it.
Okay, and your takeaway, where is it?
It's in Waterglen Center.
Waterglen Center.
Yes.
And the name of your takeaway?
It's called Auntie Anne's Curry and Spice.
All right. Do you want to just give us a background around the name of the takeaway and about the takeaway itself?
Yes. So this was my wife's dream. She loves spice, and we always, in our talks, our future, well, so-called future, we planned together.
Mm-hmm.
We said one day we'll have a takeaway, we'll have a spice shop, and so forth. So what I'm doing at the moment is actually living a dream. So we started the business on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year. And the name Auntie Anne comes from the kids, back to C4G. Every kid, I mean, though they'll be even senior, even the leaders calls her Auntie Anne. My leaders calls her Auntie Anne. My nephew, my nieces, every single person. So I've seen the name very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And people still come in, they say, oh, Auntie Anne, yes. When they say Auntie Anne, suddenly this, you know, it just becomes awakened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like something becomes awakened. And so Yeah, and Auntie Anne, curry and spice, and she loves spices, number one, and food. We love food. We just love food. And the reason why...
Which person doesn't?
So the reason why we went that route is I couldn't find a very good food outlet, Indian food outlet here in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
I searched, visited lots of takeaways, restaurants, and it's not as good as Durban. Mm-hmm. Everybody says Durban original.
Absolutely.
So what we've done was we're keeping it very, very original as Durban. And my beautiful cook here, Lorraine, she does a fantastic job. People, the reviews are very, very, very good. And, we thanks to the public and, yeah.
Well,
and
this guy's a lot. Well, the reason I ask is because that's very interesting. And for the listeners out there, when we had the 5,000-seater tent campaign, this is the couple that donated all the meat towards the breakfast. A couple that I honestly met for like 5 minutes and decided to share, to sow into this community. So it's a couple that's sitting here with a heart of gold, an absolute heart of gold, that have gone through so much in their lives, and the Lord is busy mending their hearts and restoring their lives. And I just want you to share with the listeners, how do you feel in terms of where God is in your life? What advice can you give for someone out there that has just lost a loved one and doesn't know what to do and is going through this grief process or is depressed? What advice would you give to that person?
Okay, Lorraine.
You know, no matter how hard life is, remember if you wake up every day, God is not done with you.
Yes.
And, you know, He's such a foundation in our lives at the moment. You know, He should be a foundation in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lost my husband, 3 days after he passed away, I had a dream of him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a weird dream, and I prayed to God before that dream. I said, I just want to see him. I want to know whether he's okay. And I had a dream. He held me, and he says, you know what? Thank you for a wonderful life in that dream.
Wow.
And then I looked at him, and I asked him, tell me what it's like in heaven. And he tells me he sits on a high throne, and he sups with the Lord.
Mm.
And I also asked him, you know what, do you run as fast, do you run with the speed of light like the angels do? And he looked at me, he says, I don't know yet. I don't know what's my job yet. He told me in my dream.
Wow.
And I do believe that, you know, if somebody has lost their husband, their wife, no matter who they lost in their lives, you know what, it's just another awakening for us up there in heaven. We've got such a mansion waiting for us.
Mm,
we've
absolutely.
Got such a beautiful place waiting for us. And we must just live to make sure that we are pleasing God every day.
Amen.
You know, that whatever we do, we need to know, make sure that our lives are, you know, straight and narrow, and, you know, that we're going to see our loved ones.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So just adding to Lorraine as well, you know, people might tell you, you know, time heals all wounds. It's not so. It's a process. It's only God can do it, and
Amen.
It's how you deal with it. He gives you the strength from day to day, and we've experienced it firsthand. And without God, I promise you, we'd be like a ship without a sail, you know, tossed
definitely.
And turned. And each time you back down, you feel, and, you know, somewhere deep down, it's, and I thank God every day, you know, through the ministries we've been through and people ministering into our lives as well, they plant a seed. When you feel really down, it really uplifts you. And what we've done as well, sorry, just coming back to the shop, just to feel uplifted and to encourage the people that come into the store as well. If you walk into my store, you'll see it's got scriptures that will uplift you around the shop. Cheryl, you've been there, you've seen it.
Absolutely.
So my thing is, you know, the Word of God says, when you're feeling down, look up.
Yes.
And so it's on the wall.
Mm.
Whenever we have a bad day or...
Just look up.
Well, I don't know what's a bad day. I thank God we're not experiencing bad days because of God. But whenever you feel run down or you feel low, I told my staff as well, Lorraine and my helper, look up. you know, as you wherever you're sitting, and the scriptures of upliftment, and my one that's the scripture that stands out for me well is two, is Matthew 6:33, mm-hmm. seek ye first the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. and His righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. That's really, really for me, that stands out. Mm. And my favorite is Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
I really hold on to that. So, yeah, and with that said, I just put something down. I said, for me, this is what stands out. When sadness fills your heart, when tears flow in your eyes, always remember three things. God is with you, still with you, always with you. Mm. Don't give up, don't quit. Keep walking and keep trying. There is help and there is hope and happiness ahead. It will be all right in the end. Trust God and believe good things to come. God is able to bring hope into your life even when everything seems hopeless. And that's my scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. And I always tell people, trust in God. Always. I mean, that stands out. It's quite bold. Trust in God. Because we've experienced it firsthand, and we will continue by His grace, trusting in Him.
Amen. That is so beautiful. Thank you, Trevor and Lorraine, for that. Now, the one thing I really need to ask you, with all your scriptures on the wall, that is already witnessing to the people that come in there. Now, I must tell the listeners what attracted me to your shop, how I knew that you are children of God. So I walked into your shop naturally, and then you were playing C.C. Winans, I think, a Christian song. So I listened to the music first. Then I thought, okay, so this is a Christian environment. Then the scriptures that you have there. And then we just started talking. And
no, you wanted to know about the chili.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you, Lorraine. I wanted to know about the chilies. Yes, there was chili pickle, right?
Yes.
And I wanted to buy some. Oh, I did buy some. I wanted to buy some chili pickle, and there wasn't much left, but Lorraine made a plan. Lorraine and Trevor made a plan for me to have some chilies. And then I just got hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tasted the roti, mutton curry roti, and then the vermicelli the other day that I was blessed with. Thank you so much. I was blessed with so much. And then I learned about their heart. So I learned about their story, their journey, and then about their heart and the giving heart that they have. And that is what attracted me so much to them, is that they are givers. And being a giver myself, you can easily connect with someone that is a giver.
Yes.
And so God has just placed you strategically on our path, and for you to sow into a community you have not even been at before, this is your first time here, into a community or into an event, a project that we had, a crusade that we had, that is a blessing. And we just want to say thank you on behalf of the Easterless Ministers Fraternal that arranged that event. And while you're sitting here in Port FM, in Easterless, we want to say thank you on behalf of the community, on behalf of all the pastors, all the organizers, and on behalf of Port FM as well, for being such a blessing.
Thank you.
Now, so the one thing that I want to know is we always know that God holds the future. But we do know that we do make plans as people, right? So what does the future hold?
Well, one thing we know, who holds the future.
Yes.
For us, Lorraine and myself, we started off as friends. Well, we were still very good friends. And, well, we started dating. That's what you would call it.
Yes.
And, you know,
check how shy she looks.
We come from two different backgrounds. I told
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, we finding each other. We're trying to get to know each other as well. And it's not easy, you know, losing a lover. As again, I might say that again and again. It's not easy, but because we share so much in common, we can feel the wounds are being healed, you know, or healing, this healing process. Mm-hmm. And we said we'll take it one day at a time. We are very, very good friends at the moment. And I think the dating is the next level. And we're just trusting God. We know our future is in His hands.
Amen.
And
yeah.
If He wants us to pursue this relationship, and I humbly say this, He will intervene,
control.
And he's in control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you see, if God is in control of your future, it's going to be blessed.
Yes.
And you know, it's surprisingly that Trevor mentioned Jeremiah 29:11, because
I was thinking about that because, you know, I was thinking about the future because he has such great plans for us, mm-hmm. plans to prosper and a hope for a beautiful future. So that was actually what I was thinking of as well.
But we always say, you know, it's so strange, two broken hearts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I say broken hearts, I reverently say that as well. It is broken up.
Yeah, and it's slowly mending.
Absolutely.
How is it possible that two people meet on a journey where they lost their loved ones, and you know, you can share so much in common as well?
Yeah.
We share a lot in common, by the way, a lot.
That's wonderful.
We love food. That's one
of
thing.
Of course.
And he loves the curries that I cook.
Oh,
you know,
of course. So do I.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting journey so far. We know each other for...
about 2 years now.
It's about 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just telling you last night, I said, we know each other for 2 years. Can you believe it? And it's like our loved ones are always there.
Yes.
But because of we know each other, we can share so much,
yes.
and we talk about them. We bring them alive, you
yes.
know, if I may say that.
Mm-hmm. The memories.
The memories.
It's amazing that, you know, like what he said, if it was anybody else, they would be so upset that we're talking about them.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, if he can talk about Anna, I can talk about my husband.
Absolutely.
Like, any time of the day, any... whatever, even if we're sitting in a restaurant and we're eating, I'll say, you know what, my husband would have loved this. You know, my husband, this is what he would have did. And it's so freely speak. And you know what, the thing is, we can so much relate to each other. And that's just God that just placed us together. And, you know, he's in control.
And he'll work it out from there,
yes.
you know. I tell Lorraine every day, we don't work out our plans,
mm-hmm.
you know. We
for
might
sure.
have plans, but he directs our steps.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's very, very important.
Yeah. Well, that is just such an amazing journey, right, Christel?
Right, prachtig. Yes, like it.
No, thank you.
It's amazing to be that the Here to be a broken vessels fat and hulle by mekaar bring and say, hier is julle twee, julle dieselfde probleme, selfde pyne deurgegaan. En ek is hier om julle by te staan. Ek is hier om julle op te tel. En ek lig myself. Dit is vir my amazing om te weet. Ek wil nou na die restaurant toe gaan. Were you saying, wanneer jy afvoel, kyk op.
Ja.
Because dat is nie een manier nie. Want hoe moet jy kyk as jy af is? Jy kan nie nog afkyk nie, want hoe gaan jy af? Kyk op. This is amazing. Bless you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, there we have the Afrikaans version of when you are down, you look up. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So this lovely couple are here today, and they've been sharing this journey that they've been on. And perhaps you're out there and you're listening and you're saying, but I'm going through exactly the same thing. I probably lost one of my spouses, or maybe you've lost one of your kids, and it's still a grief that you experience. But they're here to tell you that there's always hope.
Yes.
Amen.
That with God, there's always hope because he gives hope, right? And we so appreciate that you could be here today to share the journey that you are on, because it is a journey you're still on.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine, I need to ask this.
Mm.
Would you be prepared to move permanently to Pretoria from Durban?
I am. Still in the process, I'm trusting God in this. You know, you trust him in everything. Yes, I am looking for a home here.
Oh, lovely.
But I believe that, you know, God is going to send me a home. He's going to place a home in front of me.
Yes, amen.
And
talk about faith.
I actually envisioned my home already.
Oh, lovely.
I envisioned what I want.
Uh-huh.
Because I have two little dogs, and my home is going to be custom made for them.
Okay.
She speaks about it all the time.
That's my vision. I want a home that my girls can be free and play, my kids. That's my vision, and God knows what's my vision, and he's going to place it in front of me, and he's going to bless me with it. I have faith.
Absolutely.
My faith is too good.
We can hear it.
I love it.
Faith without boundaries.
Yeah.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Trevor, just a short word of encouragement, 2 seconds to the listeners out there.
For me, Cheryl, To be honest, I would tell people out there, do not lose hope.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, the thing is, when you lose somebody that you love, or you lose anyone in life, you totally take your eyes off God.
Yes. Mm.
And I did for a few minutes, for a period, a very short period.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? God sustains me. He sustained me.
Yes.
And He will sustain anyone that calls upon Him, because His word says, those that call upon me shall be saved, you know.
Amen.
And I will answer as well. And, you know, He's come through numerous times. I never ran a business before. And here I am as well, you know, by chance. The Lord has placed me there. And it's not because to make money. We need to make profit, yes. But it's more interacting with people. It's more sharing the gospel and sharing a meal. And that's exactly what we do.
Yes.
Lorraine can bear witness to that.
You know, to be honest, we have a lot of broken people that come there, you know. And, you know, we can, you know, every morning before we start, we pray. Mm. And we ask God to give us that vision to see, you know, to look through the people and feel them and know them.
Mm.
And, you know, the people just come through and they just start opening to us.
Wow.
Like, it's like they know us forever and they just talk about their problems. Like, we stand there and we listen and we minister and we tell them, trust God, you know. There's some people that don't have enough money. Yes, we'll give it to them, you know, things like that. It's just a blessed lighthouse that we are.
The amazing thing is the people that come in there have lost loved ones.
Mm.
Only when they start listen to the music that we play at times or read a scripture, then they ask, are you Christians? And then we say yes. And then we start sharing our story. They want to know who's Auntie Anne. They always I needed to add that they always mistaken Lorraine for Auntie Anne. And that's when the story starts.
Mm.
And I promise you, when they leave the shop, they're in tears or joy or something, but you know that something has happened to them. You know, my pastor Louis and Shanae, they prayed over our shop, and as I said, that'll be the lighthouse. And I promise you something,
a beacon.
And you know, it's so amazing that it's so true. When we go into, I'm sorry to bring the shop into this here, but it's a platform where we can share the gospel as well. And I think that's most important.
Mm.
For me, that's ultimate.
Mm.
And we do this every single day. We don't intentionally do it. People come in and we just start talking freely about the Lord.
Some of them just tell me, you know what? I just want to just come and sit, and I just want to feel the presence of God.
Wow.
And some of them come through and say, oh, I can feel the Holy Spirit. And, you know, they come through,
amen.
And, you know, it's amazing
how
they can feel God and they can feel the presence
of God. And it's not about us. It's all about God.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I think, as I said, put Him first. And, we, you know, come what may, put Him first, put God first. And I promise you, right to my last breath, I will do that, you know.
Yes.
And I witnessed my wife. Sorry, this let me just say it.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed my wife, you know, even to the last breath. She said, the battle is the Lord. I always said, you need to fight. You need to fight this sickness. She always said, you know what? No, I won't fight it. The Lord will fight it for me, because the battle is the Lord.
Amen.
And right till the end, she said, I will praise the Lord.
Through it all. And that's the beauty of your journey is through it all. You still praise Him.
God. Amen.
Yes.
And we know for sure with that assurance they are going to be in a better place.
Oh, yes.
You know, we can put a smile on our face and say, you know what, one day we will meet.
Oh, yeah,
without
one day you'll realize. Definitely.
Yes.
Because we're all passing through, yeah. That's one thing for sure we know, you know.
It's just a stage for us at the moment. And yes, God has got our lives in the palms of His hands. He knows His will be done.
Amen.
And may His will be done in your lives.
Thank you.
It has been absolutely awesome having you here after quite a while of saying you need to be here to share. Because we have people out there that are broken, that are grieving, that are depressed, that are struggling with loss. And your journey, it gives them hope. And we thank you for sharing, for being so open to share with our community about your journey and everyone that is tuned in. I know all your families are probably tuned in via live streaming. I hope they are. Well, they've got a surprise as well as what you have. Lorraine today that Trevor gave us. The next level.
Yeah, we trust in God.
Yes. Well, all the best with your journey going forward and your shop, that lighthouse, that beacon of hope. That's how it started with me as well, because I asked, is that your wife?
That's
how the story started with us, me learning about your journey. But this has been absolutely wonderful and powerful and really inspiring and really blessed. And we thank God that you could share your love story going forward and your journey of dealing with mending broken hearts. Mm. And we know that God is always there for you. So thank you for your giving hearts as well, for sharing your lives, for sharing your hearts, for sharing your journey, for sharing the food that you have in your shop. And may God, just as you sow, may you reap a harvest in every Amen. Area of your life.
Thank you.
It is time for harvest, and we need to realize that in our sowing, may we reap a harvest. And thank you for being so obedient to the Lord.